What's up, sunshine? I'm Coy Wire. Welcome to CNN 10, where I tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Before we get this party started, let's have a little tongue twister Tuesday to help us get rocking and rolling. Red leather, yellow leather, five times real fast. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. There you go. Go ahead. Press pause if you want. Get that brain body connection cranking and have some fun. All right. Now let's get you your news. The best 10 minutes in news. Because of you. We begin today with the international race to create the world's most popular electric vehicles. For the last few years, Tesla has been leading in vehicle sales, dominating competitors from Europe and Asia. But the American car company lost that lead to China's electric vehicle giant BYD, which has dethroned Tesla as the best-selling EV maker in the world. Tesla reported its first ever drop in global sales last year, facing growing competition from other electric vehicle manufacturers and some consumer disappointment in a lack of upgrades in some vehicle models. While Tesla CEO Elon Musk has been advising the current administration of President Donald Trump, Tesla's core business has been facing tough times. In China, in particular, Tesla is struggling to compete against domestic car makers. Leading the way in China is car manufacturer BYD, which reported a record annual revenue of $107 billion in 2024. Founded in 1995 in China's third most populous city, Shenzhen, BYD is now the country's number one automaker. Having dominated its home market in China, the world's largest auto market, BYD is now expanding globally. It's exporting its electric taxis, buses, and other vehicles to markets across Europe, South America, Southeast Asia, and the Middle East. A notable exception, the United States, where 100% tariffs on its passenger cars have effectively locked it out of the market. Our Mark Stewart is here to show us what's behind BYD's rising success in China and around the world.
On the streets of Beijing, a fast-moving battle within a much wider trade war. As tit-for-tat tariffs drive the world's two largest economies apart, the U.S. and China are racing for dominance of the global EV sector. Leading that race, Tesla in the U.S., BYD for China. And because of already existing tariffs, BYD isn't even in the U.S. market.
Look, I mean, this is an arms race that's playing out. And I think the fact that they've been able to be so successful and not be in the U.S. is just that much more impressive.
As Tesla slides toward one of its worst quarters in history, BYD, which stands for Build Your Dreams, has become Elon Musk's nightmare.
What is it that BYD is doing that's really setting it apart?
The silver bullet of success for BYD has been price, being profitable at lower cost vehicles with massive technology. And they've figured out a formula others are trying to replicate and can't really do it.
BYD is comparatively affordable. An entry-level model costs around $10,000 in China, one-third the price of the cheapest Tesla.
These cars are basic but comfortable and filled with technology. And unlike Tesla, you can get it in hybrid or full electric.
When it comes to sales, BYD brought in a reported $107 billion last year, beating Tesla by 10%.
I mean, if those came to the U.S., they'd be massive sellers.
But here's the thing. If you want to buy a BYD in the U.S., you won't find a dealership like you can here in China. They've essentially been locked out of the American market.
Analysts point out that BYD's success is coming as Musk appears distracted in D.C. BYD founder and CEO Wang Chuanfu is also important to his country's own leadership, which has spent billions subsidizing the EV sector. For Beijing, BYD now serves as an example of how a strong Chinese company with a good product can thrive completely outside the U.S., but it still relies on its home market for some 90% of its sales. Now, BYD must drive beyond China if it's going to put Tesla in the rearview mirror.
Pop quiz hot shot. The Spacecraft Cemetery, a designated zone for fallen space junk, is located in what ocean? Atlantic, Indian, Arctic, or Pacific? Answer is Pacific Ocean. The Spacecraft Cemetery is a remote region in the South Pacific Ocean located at the farthest point from any land on Earth. decommissioned spacecraft and space junk are intentionally brought down and sunk there, like satellites, even space stations. Later this month, a first-of-its-kind satellite will be launched into orbit with a unique mission, studying Earth's forests and the role they play in the carbon cycle. The European Space Agency plans to launch Biomass, the first satellite equipped with an innovative instrument that can scan through forest canopies to measure tree trunks, branches, and stems where carbon is stored. Our Anna Stewart explains why this new technology will help scientists better understand the world's forests and how they are changing with human activity.
We all know trees are beneficial to people and the planet.
The forest is the lung of our planet.
One of their many benefits, trees absorb heat-trapping carbon dioxide, releasing fresh oxygen as a result. Now, a project from the European Space Agency aims to find out just how much CO2 our forests store, and in turn, measure how much deforestation is affecting us.
The forests are under threat. We need this data.
But how can one team possibly gather data from the huge forests across Africa, Asia, and South America? From outer space, of course.
When you fly with an optical instrument over the forest, you only see the leaves. What we are interested in is how much wood, you can also say how much carbon, is stored there. And that is not an easy thing to do.
ESA plans to launch a biomass space probe this month, carrying a radar scanner that can penetrate forest canopies. For several years, it aims to collect data on carbon dioxide levels in remote forests. This will help assess how much of that carbon then gets emptied back into our atmosphere when forests are degraded.
We'll provide data to combat, to provide information for politicians to take decisions, so it's absolutely timely to do it now.
With the effort to combat climate change comes the need to understand what changes it. And the Biomass Project aims to help by breathing fresh air into the green lungs of our planet.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, our giant edible Easter egg works of art. 35 expert Belgian chocolatiers in Brussels have created enormous chocolate eggs. They're nearly 2 feet tall, and they're all on full display for a good cause. Because money raised from the intricate Art Deco-inspired eggs will be donated to a local hospital as part of an annual charity event that hops along until the day after Easter. Our Ben Hunt reveals the giant price tag for these exquisite works of art.
A sweet treat in Brussels that's as much a feast for the eyes as the stomach.
Chocolate and sweet is for happiness. You want to give a good energy. People are already inspired by this.
These are no ordinary Easter eggs. 35 top Belgian chocolatiers created the edible works of art for a charity exhibition, which is ongoing. And just like Brussels is famous for its chocolate, it's also known for its Art Deco architecture, which was the theme of the exhibit.
So I have the cut out of the flower, all cut out by hand, and I have the mosaic with the metal pieces.
The eggs are 50 to 60 centimeters tall, and they're all edible. Too big for an Easter basket, probably more appropriate for a museum. But even so, some of the chefs took their designs to the next level.
So this time I chose to put in a laser. So we have a very thin layer of white chocolate, which actually is a little bit translucent, and that makes that the laser comes through and we can project from the inside of the egg and we can see it through the cutouts.
The eggs are available for sale for about $850 a piece, with the proceeds going to a local hospital.
All right, shout out time now. This one goes to Waverly Middle School in Lansing, Michigan. Warriors, arise. Did you know that I was today years old when I learned that Lansing is the birthplace of the Oldsmobile, the home of the world's largest lug nut, 5,000 pounds, and the only city where you can visit the Moist Towelette Museum. The more you know. One thing I know is that you're all going to bring it tomorrow for hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Your word helping us write the show and boosting our vocabulary skills. I can't wait to see what y'all come up with. Bring it, everyone. And I will see you right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.